MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 29, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Brush fires and utility rates headline today's news. Clouds, mid-50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor 10 a.m. and 10:21 p.m. WCVB-TV is reporting on Monday firefighters in several Massachusetts communities continued battling fires that have scorched nearly 400 acres of land. A fire sparked Saturday evening in Salem near Spring Pond, which is near Highland Avenue, and burned 130 acres, according to Salem Fire Department Chief Alan Dion. Air National Guard helicopters continued water drops Monday to try to douse the fire, which has been burning in Salem and Lynn. Crews in Middleton also worked to contain a brush fire that started Sunday morning and burned about 250 acres. Flames were still flaring up in trees and other spots along Lake Street on Monday, where the ground is already charred from the brush fire. Additionally, firefighters are battling the brush fire along the power lines in town. Flames did move close enough to a Middleton home Sunday night to put it at risk, but firefighters managed to contain the blaze. Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times. The Gloucester Community Electricity Aggregation Program, meant to provide price stability for electric ratepayers, has been renewed for another 3 years, with new increased rates for December 2024 to December 2027. The program provides electricity supply options to help ratepayers manage costs and increase renewable energy use. Participants do not need to do anything to remain in the Gloucester CEA program and receive new pricing. And Christian Wade is writing, as the State House reporter, that natural gas customers could be digging deeper into their pockets this winter, with one of the state's largest utilities seeking double-digit rate increases. Eversource, which serves about 1.4 million gas customers in Massachusetts, is asking state regulators to approve a gas rate increase that would see the average bill for customers of the former Columbia Gas Company rise by 30% compared with last winter. The rate hike, if approved, would go into effect beginning November 1. Other Massachusetts gas customers in the area would see their bills rise slightly less than 25%, according to the company's filings to the State Department of Public Utilities. More news after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Hagen writes that a 17-article warrant has been finalized for Essex Special Town Meeting set to take place November 18. Among the articles the meeting will consider is one calling for a village residential zoning district and a rural residential zoning district, as proposed by the Planning Board. Special Town Meeting will begin at 6:45 p.m. Monday, November 18, at Essex Elementary School at 12 Story Street. And Jim Sullivan reports in the Newburyport Daily News, lovers of the endangered pink house rallied in front of Plum Island Turnpike property late Sunday afternoon, holding out a hope that a proposed $1 million donation to save the structure will be approved by its federal owner. Among those at the rally were former pink house owner Bruce Stott and State Senator Bruce Tarr. What was coined a sunset rally came on the heels of local nonprofit organization Support the Pink House announcing that an anonymous donor has pledged to give property owner U.S. Fish and Wildlife up to $1 million in return for not demolishing the house. Celtics 119, Bucks 108 last night, and the Bruins host the Flyers tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.